Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you today?
Well, I ordered something online, and I never got like a confirmation number or anything, so I don't know if it's legit or, you know.
Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can assist you?
53132.
Thank you for that information. And what would be your first and last name, please?
Doreen Klauser, K-L-A-U-S-E-R.
All righty, Miss Doreen, I thank you for that. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
7937 South Scepter Drive, Apartment 2, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132.
Alrighty. Give me 1 second, ma'am, to see if I can open up this account and locate you in the system.
We're waiting for that relationship to happen. We're waiting for that job to or for other.
And this system moves pretty slow. I do apologize.
That's okay.
There's like 30 of us, but everyone's sick, right? And everyone is in the waiting room. And everyone is on the
Oh, good grief, this thing is moving kind of slow today. No, there we go. Yes, ma'am, I do see that you paid the $5.45. This was the shipping and handling. Let me see, what did you actually pay shipping and handling to receive?
Pardon?
I'm trying to actually see what the $5 and...
Oh, I think that
545.
Was it Lumina face cream? It doesn't say what it's for.
And in my system, they are abbreviated, so that's exactly. Let's see. Yes, ma'am, because it does seem like you paid $5.45 shipping and handling to receive that skin cream, and you also paid the $5.45 shipping and handling to receive the eye serum that went along with that.
Yeah, except
yes,
I was
ma'am.
Charged more than that.
What were you billed?
I'll look at. Well, that's the thing. I can't look it up anymore. Once it's gone, you can't find it anymore. That's what I'm saying. There's no confirmation number. There's nothing that you could bring up. But I know I paid $6 and $5.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a confirmation number on it?
No, I have nothing.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I think it's a scam.
I can give you the order numbers on it because I do see you just recently placed the order. So I can give you the order numbers on it if you want to keep track of it, of the order numbers, because you just recently placed this. You just placed this. So the
can
give you the
them?
Yes, ma'am, if
I'm
you
not
want to.
With this.
Well,
yes,
I can
I
go
would like
ahead
to
and
cancel it.
All righty. Well, I'll go ahead and get you canceled out of that, ma'am. Yeah, that's exactly
both
what
them.
It's for, both of them. All righty. Give me 1 moment, and I'll go ahead and cancel you out of the system.
Thank you.
Excuse me. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable with this. With the you know, they, for one thing, when I got, I only wanted the cream, the, and it made you buy the eye serum. It wouldn't let you go put it through without it, you know. And I don't like that, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, yeah. And then they gave me no confirmation number. I couldn't look anything up and find out what I paid. I couldn't. So I was just, I'm just really uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
That's fine. No, ma'am, I do understand that. Alrighty, ma'am. I've gone in and I've actually canceled you out of that. The cancellation does take effect to me immediately. And I will submit the refunds of the $6 and $7 that you just actually paid for that. I will actually submit them to go back to your account. Since they are voiding these charges, it should take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours on a charge of that nature to post back to your account. If not, And I do
can
apologize.
Can I get a
yes,
email
ma'am.
On that?
I can actually give you your confirmation number where you're canceled out of that. If you're ready to take that down,
well,
I have
I'd
it.
Rather have an, I'd rather have it in an email if it's okay.
Well, I can send it to your email. Okay, now that
okay.
email, you may not receive that email for any, the emails, sometimes they don't post in your account. It may take a couple of days, but I can do that. Let me verify I have the correct email on file for you, and that is DoreenK46@yahoo.com. Is that the correct email?
Right.
All righty.
Yes.
Well, I definitely will send that notification to you in your email that the account has been canceled. The cancellation on that did take effect immediately. Now, I
okay.
still
you can
do...
give me the numbers.
Yeah, I still do have to actually give you the numbers
okay.
verbally.
Go ahead.
That number would be C as in Charlie, and that is 263-656-6108. That is the cancellation number on that, and I will put everything in the email. Yeah, that takes care of both of them. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Please have a very good afternoon, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.